Hello! Today was a pretty good day. We woke up, we had camped just north of Gracie Meadows, between that and Bond Pass. And we were looking for a camp spot last night, and every place is wet. And I said it's probably gonna be cold, and it was pretty cold last night just because it was damp. And that made it a lot colder, I think. But it wasn't bad. I mean, it didn't wake up in the middle of the night cold. And it by far wasn't the coldest night we've had. That still is that night that we camped in the parking lot. That was like the coldest thing ever. I really don't know that we'll get to another night like that. Tonight might be pretty cold. There's a cold wind blowing, but we're kind of hidden behind some bushes, and they're keeping out most of the wind, which is good, because you walk around to the other side of the bushes, and it's just, like, blasting you. As long as the wind doesn't change direction tonight, we should be pretty good. And our tent, I mean, it gets a little bit of the wind, but it's really not bad at all. So we were pretty lucky to find this spot here. We had a pretty easy morning, and we did 12 miles pretty quick. By lunchtime, a little before 1:30, which 12 miles a little before 6 breaks. So that was pretty good. And we kept leapfrogging what was mainsail and Flava today, because I got lost at one point and stuff, and we ended up at the same place for lunch and everything. But they were going really fast, and they might have taken a different way to try and get to North Kennedy Meadows for some burgers for dinner. But we said no because we're going into Bridgeport tomorrow. So we'll be getting town food tomorrow, and we'll spend enough money on that tomorrow. But we woke up this morning and the tent was all wet and everything. Everything was just wet just because everything was. And we walked up to Dorothy Lake. And even if we would have continued on, we still would have been camping in wet, because it's just like everywhere was wet until like the top of Dorothy Lake Pass, and then it got a little less wet. So it didn't really matter where we camped last night, it was just going to be whatever. So the tent was all wet, and we dried it out real quick in the wind because I forgot to take it out at lunchtime, and that was pretty good. It dries really quickly, so doesn't really matter. Pretty much by the time we set it up, it was dry. So that's good. Excuse me. Let's see. So we around Dorothy Lake. Dorothy Lake Pass is kind of whatever. I mean, there's some good places up there. There's some lakes we went by. And then we hit our 1,000-mile mark, which is like super exciting. I was super excited. I mean, 1,000 miles, that's like huge. That's like a ton of miles. I mean, it's hard to even fathom that that's how far we walked. I mean, we've been out here forever, but it doesn't seem like that long to me. So it's just like, what? We really walked that far? I don't know. I think it's a huge accomplishment, 1,000 miles. And my mom flew in just before 1,000 miles because there was a footbridge, and that was 999.9 miles. So waiting until I thought we went 1/10 of a mile, and then I said, okay, this is good. And so I had my mom flew in, and I thought it was 1,000 miles. And it was perfect. We did it a couple times, and one of them was perfect. So the parachute just came right down, and it was perfect. And then we walked on a little bit, and then we saw the marker for 1,000 miles, and then we had to take pictures and stuff. So then I went to have my mom fly it at the actual 1,000 miles. And I threw it up in the air, and it went right in a tree, and got stuck. It's like I was aiming for the tree or something. So we were trying to get it down, it wasn't working, and by the time we got it down, it was all broken. So, I'm going to say she flew in just before 1,000 miles. And so then she could join us for 1,000-mile party. I don't know. It was pretty cool. Yeah. It's still, like, 1,000 miles. That's insane. I can't believe that we've done that much. And we still have 1,663 miles. Well, we have less than that because we did some today. But from that point, we had 16,063 miles to go. So I don't know, not quite halfway, but we're almost there, another like 300 miles, and I'll be halfway. Although, The halfway mark might be in the burn area, which is kind of odd. I mean, there's 100 miles, it's closed at like 1200 something. And so it might be in the burn area, which would be kind of sad. Because, I don't know, to walk through the halfway mark would be nice. And we might have to just go around the burn area, because it's only going to take us like 2 weeks maybe to get there. And then, yeah, I don't know if they'll have it open by then. Because 100 miles is a long stretch. It just seems like that would take a really long time to clean up. Once they do get the fires out, if they have the fires out already. So, I don't know, we'll see what happens. We were talking with Macy and Flava today about what to do, and pretty much the only option that they had was to take a bus around. There wasn't like a walk around route in place when we were in Mammoth, so we're not going to be able to check that when we get to Bridgeport, because unless they have like an internet cafe or something. So I guess we'll have to wait until the next time. And yeah, I don't know. But we continued walking. We had lunch by canyon. Was that? I keep wanting to say Carrick, but it's not. It's a different canyon. Kennedy Canyon. And there was a river there, and we had lunch there. And there were these two other guys who were hiking and stuff, and they were talking. And the other two thru hikers were there. And we had 3 miles up to the top of this ridge, and then we were just kind of walking around on top of the ridge. And we were all like, 3 miles up. First mile was pretty rough. The second 2 miles weren't bad. It was an old Jeep road, and you just walked up. But it was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. You can see some of the peaks in Yosemite and like all these snow-covered mountains. And then you can see some just like painted mountains, kind of like in Death Valley, the Artist's Point place. They're just all different colors. And I don't know, I think this section from the top of the ridge until where we are, at least now, maybe until Sonora Pass, I don't know what it's like past this, but I think this is one of my favorite sections of the trail. It's definitely one of the most gorgeous sections, in my opinion. There's all these volcanic rocks, and there's all these amazing colors, you know, like bluish-green rocks, and some kind of purplish ones, and, you know, more reddish ones. You mix them in with, like, grays, and it's just walking over them, there's all these, like, purplish ones. They're reddish-purple, and it's just, I don't know, it's just such a nice color. And it's been so gorgeous, and there's all these cliffs of like volcanic rocks, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of like Utah, down in that area, maybe New Mexico, where the arches and stuff is. It kind of reminds me of that kind of look. That's the kind of look it has. It's absolutely gorgeous. I really love it. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Nobody ever talks about this section, and to me, I think it's the nicest section we've gone through. Even though you have to walk like on the edge of these steep cliffs, and it's not really like you're just on all these loose rocks and stuff, it's still for me, it's absolutely gorgeous. Maybe people just don't like rocks or something, but I don't know how you could not like this. I mean, they're so pretty. There's so many different colors. It's not just like, I mean, we've been walking through Yosemite, and it's just like granite diorites. And it's just like, you know, white with black specks. Maybe some, like, pinkish colors in there. You know, for the plagioclase or feldspars. And, I don't know. It's just not... Or, like, some dark red, rusty-colored rocks. Because they get rusty. It's just... I don't know. To me, like, it's cool and all. Like, I didn't... But when you get all these different colors of greens and blues and purples and reds mixed up, it just, I don't know, I notice it a lot more just because it's so cool. And all the cool mountains are all like spiky and stuff, and they have all these, you know, exposed rock outcrops on them and stuff, and they're just, I don't know, I really like it, if you can't tell. So it makes me want to go down to like Utah and stuff and check that out, because I've never been there before. So maybe next adventure we'll be down that a ways. Maybe New Mexico and all that. And just check it out. See what it's like. So, I don't know. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, so we did 18.8, a little more than that, probably 19 miles today, which is pretty good. We were shooting for 20, but we found this really good camp spot, and we only have 4 more miles to go to get to Sonora Pass, which is where we go into Bridgeport, so it's just like, we might as well just stop here. And it's getting pretty cold because the wind is really cold. And yeah, it's pretty good because we don't want to go into Bridgeport. We didn't want to go in tonight and then have to pay to stay somewhere, and then have to pay to stay somewhere Sunday night also because we have to wait for the mail on Monday. So, I don't know. It should be pretty good. It doesn't look like the next section is pretty, it's hard. It's mostly just wavy up and down and then like straight down. So it should be fun. Hopefully we go through more of this kind of landscape because I don't know. It's really cool. I really like it a lot. Maybe it's just because I've never been somewhere that's awesome. I don't know. It's pretty cool. As I was walking up the ridge, I was thinking how like the Sierras are pretty nice, but I kind of like up Mount Baker area more. Like, walk around that, and I really love that. There's some places in the High Sierras that are gorgeous, and everybody talks about the High Sierras and how gorgeous they are. But most of the passes you got up, and you couldn't really see very far, or as far as you could see, down wasn't very far down. Like, I really like going up really high, and, like, looking off over the cliff, like, forever down. And you could do that, Mount Baker. You could look up, you could look really far down. But these weren't really, I mean, I don't know, for whatever reason, I just didn't think they were nice. But this section here is absolutely gorgeous. I really like it. It might be my favorite section of the trail. We'll have to see what else we go through, but for now, this is it. Sierra Crest. Yeah, we're walking Sierra Crest. It's pretty amazing. I highly recommend this area. And I think it's easy to access because Sonora Pass is right here and you could just walk right over. You could walk like 6, 7, 8 miles, something like that. I mean, you can even camp over at the other edge and come back then. There's a lake over there too, so it's pretty easy with some Boy Scouts who probably came in Sonora Pass and are going to the lake. They'll probably go out there, I imagine, because there's a road that goes right up to the lake, Levitt Lake. And yeah, so it'd be a pretty nice trip. So if anybody's looking for something, an easy backpacking trip to do, this is a really nice section right here, Sonora Pass to Levitt Lake. Yeah, highly recommend it. So, I guess, let's see, is there anything else that happened today? We walked across a small patch of snow, and there was these huge mountain lion prints in the snow. Like, they're monstrous. I was like, man, that thing must be rather huge. They were so big. Yeah, there's still just a couple patches of snow. And I can see where this area could be a little sketchy if there was more snow on it, because it is pretty steep. But it's not really that steep. From far away, everything looks like it's a lot steeper, but then you start walking up and it's like, oh, this isn't bad at all. So, that's always good. It looks a lot sketchier from far away than it actually is. Except for there are some parts that the trail is like all washed out. So, that was a little sketchy because it's all kind of on a steep cliff. But it wasn't bad. We kind of treated it like a river and you just hop on the stones until you get across to the other side of the little gully. And so, yeah, I don't know, it's pretty good. But I think that's about it. Anything else to say to happen today? I don't think so. So, that was our excitement today. No swimming today, unfortunately. When we stopped for lunch, I was going to go swimming in the river, but there wasn't like a swimming hole. There wasn't a place deep enough that I could actually go swimming. It's very shallow. So I could put my feet in, but that's about it. So it was kind of lame. And then there hasn't been water since then. So, but we were prepared and we took enough water so that he'd make it over to the other lakes or whatever. So, yeah. Anyways, until tomorrow.